Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today, returning, is Pete.
I'm back.
And Dakota.
Hi. God damn you both.
How you guys been?
Good.
Good.
I don't get to see you guys as much anymore.
Yeah,
I'm on first shift.
Your schedule sucks.
Yeah. You suck.
What do you mean? I mean, now I can see you guys at night. We can go hang out.
Oh, well, that's true.
Ha!
I don't leave my house.
Paintball party. Now that you actually have a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stay in it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. If I had any choice, I'd stay here.
Like, everybody come to me.
Yeah. Today, we are reading Daredevil, issues 48 through 53. They were released by Marvel in 1969. It was written by Stan Lee and Roy Thomas. Pencils were done by Gene Colan and Barry Smith. Inks by George Klein and Johnny Craig. And letters were done by Artie Semek, Herb Cooper, and Sam Rosen. So let's go ahead and get into the first issue here. And we start out with Foggy Nelson running for DA. And for those of you who don't know who Foggy is, it's Matt Murdock's partner, law partner.
And best friend for life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you out of curiosity? Have you seen the Daredevil series? either the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck, which I still
it's not
enjoy.
Bad. It's not terrible.
Or the TV show, the Netflix show.
Netflix one's really good.
Netflix is good. R.I.P. Too soon.
I know.
Three
I've
seasons
not.
And they killed it.
Most of the stuff on Netflix, I just couldn't get into. That's just on me.
That's fair.
but no, I didn't watch the movie. Like I was talking about the Spider-Man earlier, my experience is with the cameos on the Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah, and Foggy never showed up on the Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah, no, because he was barely there.
Yeah.
Daredevil.
He showed up on a couple different episodes, didn't he?
I know, but it wasn't anything like...
significant.
Right.
Gotcha.
They always make him fat.
Who, Foggy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely a
looks
round
like
boy.
He's a little thick.
Sean, what's his name? From Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Sean Rudy.
Sean Rudy.
No, it's Rudy.
We're putting from two characters together.
You know what?
Gosh darn it, Joe.
Anyway. So we just got posters on the first page here. Daredevil swinging through whatever with posters of vote for Foggy Nelson for DA because he's running for DA, obviously. And Daredevil is just on his way home. He got done doing whatever the heck he was doing. But as he's on his way home, he hears voices, as he says, of the unworldly flavor. I don't know how you can...
Underworld.
Underworld. Menacing and unworld... Well, unworldly flavor of work.
No, under, not unworld.
Underworld.
Like the gangsters.
It's all good.
In an alley? No.
On the street.
Yeah, on the street.
Yeah. And he overhears that these individuals are getting ready to attack Nelson before he can...
Become the DA. Be,
yeah, vote... not become... Well, yeah, because... It's still trying to vote for him. So they sent the Stilt Man after him.
Which, never heard of him, by the way.
Neither have I.
Slender Man's cousin.
I don't know. Slender Man actually was better. So Daredevil's thought process is he's going to, you know, save Foggy's life by attacking these guys. And so he does. And I like how he just kind of hops in, takes these guys unaware. Again, this goes with the writing. It's very 60s. Like the one guy yells, "Yo, get in the car. I'll hold him off while y'all do." You know, just letting his friends try to get away. But the guy behind him obviously doesn't want to do that.
Yeah,
after
he's got rocks in his head.
Oh no, that's oh yeah.
It's right in the middle.
You got rocks in your head, Charlie. There's only one way to stop him, and that's with a gun, apparently. But Daredevil easily takes the gun out of his hands and dispatches him. As I'm assuming Rocky, or I'm sorry, Charlie, hops in the car that, you know, they left running the entire time. Yeah. I thought that was funny. It's like they have their conversation.
It was a quick
meetup,
Joe.
Sure, okay.
It's cold outside. They're trying to keep the heat in.
They were outside.
The car.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Either way, they all get back in the car and go speeding off. But Daredevil is standing there about ready to, you know, just kind of do his, what is it, radar sense?
Yeah.
To see where they're heading. And he realizes that they turn around, the car around, to run him over. Which I find very funny that these guys think that he won't see him. I mean, they don't know that Daredevil's blind. We all as audience know that he's blind. But they think he's not, or they don't know that he's not. So they're like, we'll double back. He'll never see it coming.
Like, but he will.
He would actually see it coming.
Idiot's the car.
A loud car at that.
Maybe they do know he's blind.
I mean, if you knew a superhero was blind, you'd be spouting that off to everybody and anybody. But Daredevil is going to, you know, toss his billy club through the window to knock him out. But he overhears them talking about the location of where Stiltman's going to attack. So he's like, oh, I have to let them keep talking. I don't know why. I mean, he could easily just knock one of them out and then...
talk.
Yeah. Do the Batman thing.
Martha.
Not that thing.
Why did you say that name?
Stop.
Where is she?
Did we just become best friends?
That was good. But he waits basically to the last minute, and he jumps under the car to not get hit, which I still...
I'm confused, because how did he get airborne on a flat street?
Well, not only that, but even if he was to... I'm not saying comics did this, but a lot of TV shows and movies did that, to where if you don't want to get hit by a car, you just lay flat on the ground and you're fine. The car runs right over you.
Well, like, why didn't he just use his whip to go onto a light pole?
He still, like,
so
his feet would have
things.
Been... I mean, there's a lot that could have happened. Like, jumping underneath the car, your head's going to get hit by the bumper. Trying to jump out of the way,
could
your legs will
lifted.
Get hit.
Lift.
I mean,
see,
my truck
big,
is...
Look how big those rims are. He's at least got 24s on there.
Regardless, the car speeds away. And now Daredevil knows that Stiltman is going to attack Foggy at their office. So he
goes back to the office.
He goes back to the office thinking that, you know, he can just easily kick Foggy out and then they'll be done. He can just basically take the attack for him.
I like how they made him a redhead in this too.
He is a redhead.
I'm saying, like, in the movies though, he's not a redhead. Or the TV show.
He's
not a redhead.
Dark. It's just dark. Well, you can't tell.
You think the one on the Netflix series is a redhead?
Maybe.
You, sir, are colorblind.
What are you talking about? I like
he
your
is
beard.
Not a redhead.
You totally missed
I
it.
I got what he said.
Anyway, so as he's walking in, he smells this perfume. And he puts it together real quick that it's Karen. But last time they saw each other, she apparently had asked him about marriage, and he had not blown her off, but... definitely said that it could never happen. And so they, like, broke up. I'm using air quotes there. She speaks up real quick saying, you know, hey, madam, I've been waiting for you. And he pretends, like, Karen, I didn't know it was you. They embrace. But quickly he pushes her away and then basically tells everybody that to get out. Both Foggy and Karen are like, you know, no idea why he's doing this, why he's acting this way. And he's like, this is my office. I can do what I want. It's still my office. Get out of here.
Definitely. So we find the hero in the office.
Later that night. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. Toughest thing I've ever done.
As he's striking his model pose.
So he's putting on his mask. On top of his glasses.
Or just standing there doing it.
Yeah, why is his glasses still on?
Yeah, like... because very next
as he
panel,
pulls it
off.
Over, he pulls the glasses off.
One swift move,
basically. But But so he, after, like, he's just monologuing to himself, and both, you know, talking out loud and in his head. But he sits down and he's just waiting for Stiltman to show up, which he shows up pretty promptly.
Quick, pretty yeah. quick. And then he goes butt thrust right into him in the bottom image.
I don't think that.
And hi-ya! Take thy rump!
I like how you view these.
Yeah. That's. Well,
I need to read old school comics with Dakota more often.
There is a couple images in some of the later issues that I will point out. Like, I don't know how they got that pose. It totally doesn't work.
Wait, so he's in the. He's in the. You're right.
Yeah, no,
it's a butt thrust.
It's a butt thrust.
And yeah! It's the only thing that adds up. Throw me off guard. Is that his butt? I'd be completely confused if I was fighting him.
No, that's good. That's good. But so there are... I'm sorry. Daredevil is keeping Stiltman, you know, off balance by, you know, attacking him, throwing this the couch at him, looks like, and just... basically anything he could find around the office. What I find funny is, okay, so this picture, which is a giant picture of him throwing the couch at Stiltman. Very next panel is, this time, I attack first. No, Daredevil already attacked you.
He already pushed the thing against you. Like, and he butt thrusted you.
So, but, I mean, it's just, it goes back and forth for a bit. Now, Stiltman is a... had to do some research on this. Old Daredevil villain. Like Dakota said, I've never heard of him either.
He has Dr. Octopus arms as legs.
Yeah?
Basically. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know what the alloy is, but... adamantium. But that actually... Well, no, I don't think it is. Because I don't think adamantium came until the 70s or 80s. Anyway, so what ends up happening is they're fighting. Stiltman attacks. Like, he kicks out his leg. And Daredevil grabs onto it, and it busts out the... yeah, he grabs onto it with one arm. Busts out the wall, and the leg is shooting out with Daredevil still attached. Which, okay, that's fine. What I don't get, though, is...
what a rod he has on that, man. Hold on to thy rod.
Jesus Christ. Did I say that?
No.
Sorry, Daredevil, you're a bit too heavy.
So, but, okay, so yeah, so Daredevil makes comments like, if he's about to do what I think he's going to do, you know, it means a 15-story drop. So Stiltman retracts his legs, and then apparently Daredevil loses his grip.
My question is, why didn't he just hold on to it and get sucked back into
exactly.
the
exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I was really confused
because
by that.
If each layer goes in on itself, it could easily just come out from underneath him.
This is why we have you on here, for logic.
and to confirm butt bumps.
Those are important.
They really are. Daredevil falls, obviously, but miraculously there's a flagpole.
Always. There. It's either a flagpole or an awning.
Yeah, it's always something for them to, you know, grab onto. But go swing back up to Stiltman. And Stiltman is able to grab his, what is that, his cane, whip cane?
His whip cane.
I don't,
so
he called it like Billy Club.
He goes.
There we go.
Around the flagpole and then flips himself up and yells, oh man. And then Stiltman grabs the whip thingy in midair.
Like, I'm assuming he's still attached to the flagpole and maybe rips it off. I could be wrong. I don't know. But apparently there was so much give that Daredevil was able to, like, snap it so that Stiltman punches himself in the face.
Ooh. Indiana Jones.
Yeah. It's...
flap.
I honestly don't think...
flap.
That would happen, but...
F-tap. It's a T.
F-tap.
F-tap! Never heard a whip sound like that at all.
Onomatopoeia. I like the sound effects on the next page.
Spock! 1969, guys. Come on.
You know how Spock, you know how you Spock.
I'm giving it right back to him. Spock!
On the street down below, we got the police. They see what's going on. And apparently, with the police there, that gives Stiltman enough motive to get out. Apparently, the police are too much. Which, good job, guys. Good job, police.
You go.
Yes.
You go, girl.
Daredevil tries to follow, but Stiltman apparently went into a perfume company. And Oders was definitely messing with Daredevil's radar sense.
Yeah.
So he couldn't track him down. So,
oh, gotcha.
So he leaves, and the very next day, he's in the, I guess, the camp, not the campaign office. Because he was in the campaign office.
Celebratory hall.
Thank you. He's in the celebratory hall for Foggy, because Foggy won DA by a landslide.
Right.
Which, that's awesome. But then somebody asks, Foggy, what about your law practice? Will Matt Murdock run your office till you return to private life? And Foggy's like, Murdock can do whatever he pleases. Next question. He's mad. That's fine. This next one, reporter's like, Mr. Murdock, is it true that you and the new DA are pfft?
Are you guys pfft?
Why?
Like, sir, I don't know what you
How
mean.
How is that a legitimate question?
Are you really?
So great.
That's why I was laughing earlier. I was like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
I was reading it, I was like, why?
Because I think they actually bring that up again. Yeah. Like, later on.
What happened between you and Mr. Nelson? Oh, boy.
So, you know, we end the issue with Murdock walking out of the party with all of the news reporters, like, you know, taking pictures. And
one guy scratching his head.
Yeah, scratching his head, wondering what's going on. And, yeah, that's the end of the first issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Daredevil story. We'll